This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
He's under fire for setting up a website devoted to attacking a gay University of Michigan student. Now, Assistant Attorney General Andrew Scherval is on personal leave. Attorney General Mike Cox told CNN this week he wouldn't fire his assistant, citing free speech rights.
Here in America, we have this thing called the First Amendment, which allows people to express what they think and engage in political and social speech.
Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones here on WILS speaking out against the bill allowing Sunday morning liquor sales. The measure approved by the legislature this week is aimed at increasing revenue. Jones tells WILS's Tony Connolly it's not the answer.
We really need a big fix. We need to reinvent Michigan.
But don't you think whatever millions we could get would be beneficial to the state?
I honestly don't think it's going to generate much.
Governor Granholm signing several bills into law as part of the fiscal year budget, which is again plagued with a structural deficit. The governor says Republicans don't support her proposal that includes tax reform.
I've put it on the table repeatedly, but because it's an election year, I know the Senate Republicans don't want to touch anything having to do with the word tax.
And Delta Airlines agreeing to cut airfare for flights from Lansing's Capital Region International Airport. Officials there concerned that prices have pushed passengers to go elsewhere. Last year, of the over 870,000 flights out of mid-Michigan, over 60% were from other area airports. Assistant Attorney General Andrew Scherval now on personal leave in the wake of growing criticism over his website attacking a gay University of Michigan student. Attorney General Mike Cox on CNN this week spoke out against calls for the assistant to be fired.
He's clearly a bully. Absolutely. Is he using the internet to be a bully? Yes. But is that protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution? Yes.
A new phase of the oil spill cleanup of the Kalamazoo River in Marshall is underway with the start of long-term restoration operations. Enbridge spokesman Kevin O'Connor tells WILS's Tony Connolly, so far, so good.
We brought in a team, a compliance folks from different parts of the company who could focus just on that. Obviously, we have everybody else focusing on the restoration and cleanup, so this other team was working specifically on the startup.
A Lansing-based organization targeting congressional lawmakers for what it calls reckless spending is gearing up for a statewide bus tour next week. Scott Hagerstrom from Americans for Prosperity of Michigan on WILS.
We believe this out-of-control spending, this bankrupting of America, it has to stop. We cannot continue to borrow money from the Chinese to fund programs so that politicians can get their photo ops today for re-election.
And Oktoberfest gets underway in Lansing's Old Town this evening. The beer festival runs from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. today and from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. As the debate over debates continues between Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero and Republican Rick Snyder in the gubernatorial race, the Michigan Democratic Party chairman is accusing Snyder of trying to hide his record from voters. Mark Brewer spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
If you had Rick Snyder's record of outsourcing jobs and making a lot of money off a company that collapsed, and now we find out not paying taxes on your businesses, you wouldn't want to debate either.
Brewer, meanwhile, is questioning the residency of State Supreme Court Justice Robert Young with his wife recently living in Wisconsin. Young says his wife now resides in Michigan and lets Brewer and the Democrats have it.
I think this is despicable. It's just a continuation of the kind of lying that Granholm's pit viper is doing. He just hits randomly and injects this venom all over the place.
A local lawmaker giving a thumbs down to a bill creating a buzz among citizens of Lansing this week. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones not in favor of Sunday morning liquor sales approved by the legislature this week as part of a bill allowing alcohol to be sold starting at 7 a.m. on Sundays instead of 12 noon. Jones tells WILS's Tony Connolly that it's not the answer.
We really need a big fix. We need to reinvent Michigan.
But don't you think whatever millions we could get would be beneficial to the state?
I honestly don't think it's going to generate much.
Jones says the bill would only push sales to a different day and that it's not needed for the sake of traditional values. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
With the initial oil spill cleanup of the Kalamazoo River in Marshall completed, Enbridge is responding to allegations that residents seeking help to clean up or sell their properties had to sign an affidavit stating that they won't sue the company. Spokesman Kevin O'Connor tells WILS's Tony Connolly.
There are certainly documents we had them indicate that we were going to pay them money for covering costs of things. We wanted them to sign a document that they wouldn't be essentially coming back to us again for that same claim.
And General Motors today announcing that over 173,000 vehicles were sold in September. That's an over 10% increase from this time last year. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight showers likely, mostly cloudy, low around 46. On Saturday, a 40% chance of rain, cloudy, high near 54. And Sunday, isolated showers, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.